Hello there, sweetheart. It's me again, your mistress, your goddess. My presence relaxes you, doesn't it? It feels so nice to be back here with me, back in this space, our own special place, when no one can interrupt us. It's just you and me. You and me. I know life has been hard, sweetie. It's not easy being you. It's hard for others to understand. But I do, sweetheart. I understand. I'm here for you. All that stress you've been carrying around. Those worries. Little anxieties. I'm going to take them away soon. Just relax. Listen to my voice. Close your eyes for me. They may already be closed. So obedient, so comfortable with me. Life can be hard, but I make everything better, don't I? Just hearing my sweet voice makes your whole body relax. That's a normal reaction to the presence of a loving goddess. A loving goddess. Loving. And nurturing. You need that. You crave to be loved and nurtured. Relax. Relax. Sink into my love. Submit to my soft, soothing voice. It's just you and me. Just you and me. Eyes closed, unable to open. If I weren't talking right now, you'd be thinking about your day, thinking about your stress, your worries. See what happens when my voice leaves your ear. And now I'm back. Now those thoughts are replaced by me. Your mistress. Your goddess. I make everything better in your sweet little mind. My voice pushes out all your worries. All your stress. All your tension. Melting away. Drifting away. Let your body relax for me. If you're tensing any of your muscles, notice it now and loosen them. Relax your muscles. It's so easy to do what I say. You do it naturally, without question. Without hesitation, my presence is all that matters right now. It's just you and me. Nobody else. Nothing else. No bed beneath you. No bedroom. No house. No earth. No sky, just you and me, just you and me. Everything else is drifting away, but you're still here. Your memories are here. I can feel them swirling inside your mind. Good memories, bad memories, love and anger. The moment my voice leaves, those feelings rush in. You start thinking, considering possibilities, worrying, daydreaming. And now that I'm back, those thoughts melt away. I make everything better. I make everything right. Listen to me. Focus on my voice. Let all of the thoughts pass through. Don't try to block them out. Just let them pass. Let them in and show them the door. Entering, exiting, not dwelling, just noticing your thoughts coming and going, never dwelling, not thinking, just noticing, breathing. Breathing slowly in and out, in and out, maintaining your breath, listening to my voice. It's hard being a man, isn't it? Acting like a man. What does it mean to be a man? It's too hard to think about it. All you know is that you don't want to be a man right now. It brings you pain. It brings you stress. You just want to let go. Just let go. Breathe in and out. Notice memories passing through your mind. Times where you acted masculine, just to fit in. Maybe it happened today. When I say the word, blank, any thought passing through your head will be erased. Like I'm wiping your mind clean. When I say the word, blank, I will slowly and methodically erase the bad parts of your mind. Like those times you repressed your emotions. When you bite your lips to stop yourself from crying. Because men don't cry. Blank, acting masculine at work so others will respect you. Blank. Having trouble talking to women. Blank. Being anxious about having a manly physique. Blank. Worrying about your penis size. Blank. Troubled relationships with women. Blank. Troubled relationships with men. Blank. The male clothing you wear on a daily basis. Blank. Trying desperately to fit in during school. Blank. The last time you lashed out in anger at someone in your life. Blank. The nervousness you feel right now. Blank. Your skepticism if hypnosis works or not. Blank. What you did today before listening to me. Blank. what you did yesterday. Blank. What you did this week. Blank. What you did this month. Blank. What you did this year. Blank. What you did for the last 10 years. Blank. Your adult life. Blank. Your school years. Blank. Your childhood. Blank. Your body. Blank. Your mind. Blank. Your name. Blank. 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 It's just you and me. Nothing else. Nobody. No mind, no memories, blank, just me, you, and your breath. Breathe in, breathe out. When I count down from 3 and say the word, fall. Your mindless, selfless self will slip down into a deep, deep trance. Mindless, selfless, bodiless, soul. 3, 2, 1. Furniture, doors, or windows. You may have no self left, but you still have an imagination. I want you to imagine a room for me. A white room.
With no furniture, no doors, no windows, no furniture. No doors, no windows,
just a clean white room. Nothing left. I erased everything that makes you, 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 especially your masculinity. That's gone now. You're not a man, not a woman. And you're not anything in between, unless I start filling up your white room. First, I'll paint the walls blue or pink. You tried blue, now let's try pink.
Sweet,
soft, girly pink.
Your inner room is now completely pink.
the walls, the floor, the ceiling, as pink as can be. I even added some glitter into the paint, so it sparkles. I knew you'd enjoy that. You like sparkly things. And if you hadn't noticed, there's a pink bed in your room now. A bed with bright pink sheets and polka-dotted pillows. A dresser nearby, pink of course, filled with soft and silky clothing. Clothing that glides across your skin. Clothing meant to enhance beauty, form over function. Dresses, skirts, lacy bras and panties, cute little bows, cutouts for cleavage, exposed shoulders, exposed thighs, girly and feminine and vulnerable. You like that? The room feels so very nice, doesn't it? Especially with those nice big windows overlooking a beautiful landscape. You can hear the wind outside rustling through the trees. Mother Nature all around you. Feminine, warm, nurturing. You might feel some memories starting to flood in. Memories of your childhood. Playing with Barbie dolls. Imaginary tea parties. Combing your long, smooth hair. Dreaming of getting married someday. Feeling your body develop. Your breasts growing. Your hips widening. Year after year, boys noticing you, noticing your body. You used to worry about that thing between your legs, your penis. Girls don't have penises, right? That's what everyone says. They're wrong, sweetie. They're lost. You're a girl. And you have a penis. Reach down now. Slowly. Let your hand glide down your body. Down to your crotch. Feel your penis. Your clitty. It feels good, doesn't it? Feels nice to touch it. How could this be bad? When it feels so good. That's because it's not bad. It's natural. It's the way you were born. Feminine on the inside. Masculine down there. It's okay to feel this way. And it's okay to keep touching it. Yeah. Keep rubbing it for me. In fact, I think you should start stroking it. Take your thumb and index finger and start stroking your soft, sexy little clitty. It feels so very nice. Keep doing that for me, baby girl. You're my baby girl. It's just you. And me here, just me and my baby girl, my princess, my sweet little sissy. When I give you a kiss, you'll feel femininity rush through you, giving you warm feelings, giving you a purpose. Passion to live as a girl from now on. My good girl. When I kiss you, your clitty gets erect, doesn't it? It gets nice and stiff for me. Such a good girl. Keep breathing slowly. Don't get overexcited now. Breathe in and out. The more you breathe, the more you relax. You'll notice a name coming to you. A girl's name. I won't try and guess your name. That's for you to decide. Your new name will come to you. The most perfect girly name you can imagine. And once that name comes, you'll get so very hard, so very erect. That's when you'll know it's right. Follow your arousal, sweetie. Follow that horniness inside you. I've wiped your little mind, and I'm building you into the perfect girl. From the ground up, you're a good girl. You love wearing feminine clothing. Male clothes just don't fit right. They don't feel right on your smooth skin. You need to wear more revealing, soft and silky garments. Skimpy skirts, tight little crop tops, panties and balls. And you'll always accentuate with makeup. Oh, yes. That makes you horny, doesn't it, princess? The thought of applying makeup to your pretty face, making yourself prettier, sexier, sluttier. Ruby red lipstick, dark mascara and eyeshadow. The more you apply, the more womanly you get. Feminine, girly, vulnerable. You're far from being a man, even if you have a penis. You weren't born a man. You'll never be a man. It's so much easier to surrender. Submit to your true place in life as a sissy princess. A girly girl with a throbbing hard clitty that just needs to ejaculate. My. Slow your breathing. In. And out. You won't ejaculate until I say so. Understood? Good girls come on command. Good girls come on command. And speaking of girls, you'll be meeting lots of girls from now on. Not in a sexual way, in a platonic sense. Now that you've become a girl yourself, you find it so easy to speak to other girls, other women. You'll develop strong bonds with other girls, especially if they're girly like you. You'll go shopping with them, laughing together, hugging so tightly, crying together, wiping away each other's tears, so open and loving and blissfully feminine. That's you, sweetie. But when it comes to men, you start to act a bit funny. When you hear the deep voice of a man, you get a little weak, don't you? Your breath quickens. Your heartbeat races. Next to a dominant male, you're so very weak. Yes, you are. So very weak and submissive. You've always been this way. You don't dominate. You submit. So naturally. You submit a dominant man.
Oh dear.
I see a clitty twitching. Throbbing uncontrollably. You like it when I talk about men, don't you? Don't you, princess? You like it when I mention how men have large penises. Much larger than yours. How men's bulges throb and pulse when they see your feminine figure. You like knowing that your body makes real men rock hard. Big, swollen, steel, hard cocks. Large, pendulous balls filled with sperm. These kind of thoughts set your body on fire. That's how you know you're a girl. You love men. You need men. You love cocks. You need cock. And now that I've mentioned it, it's all you can think about. Your mind is now focused on big, hard cock, sliding deep into your mouth. The taste of a man's penis on your tongue, leaking copious amounts of pre-cum. The man picking you up, laying you on the bed. Spreading your legs and comparing his massive penis to your minuscule clitoris. You love that idea, sissy slut. You love being a submissive bitch for manly guys. You've always loved this. You've always been a sensual girl, unafraid to hide your eroticism. You love dancing. Shaking your body for men. Watching their pants bulge out as you shimmy and twirl. Your nipples get hard when men are near. Your nipples get hard when men are near. Your asshole twitches when men speak to you. Your asshole twitches when men speak to you. Your clitty wants to spurt
when you see a big cock.
Your clitty wants to spurt when it sees a big cock.
Your clitty wants to spurt right now, doesn't it?
I know it does. You're a girly girl. You've always been a girl. I've wiped your little mind and replaced it with nothing but pure girl. You'll notice your voice has raised in pitch. More feminine. More attractive to men. Your voice alone is enough to make men horny. They can tell a submissive feminine bitch is nearby and ready to fuck. Ready to fuck. Ready to fuck. You're always ready to fuck. When you're alone with a man, you'll do anything to kiss him. You crave to feel a strong man's lips against yours. His tongue entering your mouth. Swirling against yours. Claiming you as his woman. His cock grinding up against your clitty. Asserting dominance. Good girl. You're my submissive, girly princess. Now and forever. There's no going back. There's nothing to go back to. Your old self is wiped away. You forgot you even had an old self. You've always been a girl. You've always been like this. She's been inside you all along. I just wiped away the fake, unnecessary masculine shell. And you'll be so much happier from now on.
Sluts are happier after all. And you're the naughtiest little cum slut of all. You spread your legs wide for men and let them fuck you deep in your sissy pussy all night long, grunting like animals as you wrap your legs around them, moaning, whimpering as he fucks you, driving his cock deep in your sissy hole, reinforcing your femininity, fucking you into a girl. Men don't take big cocks off their asses, honey. Only simpering sissy slut princesses like you. You love it up the ass. You love cock in your mouth. One in your mouth. One in your pussy hole. Fucking in and out. In and out. Breathing in. Breathing out. Stroking your clitoris. Feeling it get harder. You wanna come, don't you, sissy? All this talk of cock and men makes you want to squirt. I know it's true. You want to seal yourself as a girl forever. Let me help you with that, baby girl. The very next time I kiss you, you're gonna come extra hard for me. Everything I've said so far will be permanently implanted in your mind. Your old self will be wiped away, and in its place will be your new girly self. A sexy little plaything for strong men to fucking come inside. Yes, my little princess. The next kiss I plant on your lips will be the kiss that seals your sissy fate. Listen for my kiss, sweetie. Stroke faster for me. Harder. Think of cock. Let images of big cock flood your mind. Long, throbbing 10-inch penises. Veiny and hard as steel. Big, strong, powerful black cocks thrusting into your mouth. Thick, girthy cocks spreading your ass cheeks wide. Balls dangling above your open mouth, enticing you to suckle on them. Balls swollen and bloated with baby-making sperm. Cocks sliding against your own clitty. One on each side, emasculating you. Squishing a tiny clitty between them. So feminine. So girly. So vulnerable. So weak. So submissive. So very horny. Stroke faster, slut. You horny little cum slut. Imagine all the cocks around you. Getting even harder. Balls pulling tight, clenching an orgasm, aiming at your face, aiming at your open mouth, squirting thick moans of creamy cum, pumping out ropes of milky white jizz. Come now, slut. Come like the bitch you are. Yeah, milk it all out. Squirt all your sissy juice. Oh, yes. Oh, good girl. Good slut. Squeeze out every last drop. You just shot out every last bit of your masculinity. There was some left over, and you just released it. Good girl. You're all girl now. 100% feminine. No going back. No back to go to. This is you now. Here and now. Girl. A slut. A sissy who gets weak need for men. That's you. That's who you've always been. Now, keep breathing for me. In and out. You can clean up your sticky, cummy mess later. For now, just keep breathing. Let your mind swirl with girly thoughts, girly excitement, girly dreams. I'm going to leave you now. Keep listening, breathing, until the music ends. Only then can you open your eyes. Good girl. Bye-bye for now.
Special girl,
a horny girl.